This is Director Chris Rodriguez of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect NJOHSP's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in all these fields in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and to offer you a unique perspective on current homeland security trends and issues. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website, www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Rosemary Martorana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and today I'm with Alyssa Potter, one of our senior intel analysts. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Thanks for joining me today. And today we're going to be talking about Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP. Now, AQAP continues to be ranked as a moderate threat to New Jersey, but we haven't really seen much from them operationally since the attack on the offices of Charlie Hebdo in Paris, France in 2015. So do we know what they've been up to over the past couple of years?
Well, in the past couple of years, we know they've been fighting a civil war in Yemen. This is actually the third year that they're going to be having that internal conflict there. And much of their attention is based in Yemen and not focused on the West. However, although AQAP has been quiet on the operational front, we know they continue to attempt to motivate jihadists through their propaganda efforts. So we know they still aspire to attack the West either directly or through encouraging HVEs on their behalf. A lot of people working for them, working on propaganda, working on external operations, although they are really primarily focused internally in Yemen.
I gotcha. And, you know, it's interesting you mentioned their propaganda. And I think before this year and the events of this fall where we saw Rahimi execute several attacks locally here in New Jersey and in New York, had AQAP ever mentioned New Jersey or this, our region specifically in its propaganda?
So we know they've mentioned New York a lot, obviously, after 9/11 in particular. And they have mentioned this tri-state area in particular. But they haven't mentioned New Jersey until this plot from this fall with Rahimi. That's when they specifically mentioned New Jersey and kind of using New Jersey and this incident as, using them as a directional or what they could do to inspire other people. So they're using him kind of like a poster child for what they could do. We know in April 2016, there was a group that was claimed affiliation with AQIS that threatened a New Jersey OHSP employee on a Facebook page, as well as a pro-AQIS Facebook page urging militants in the U.S. to attack 10 U.S.-based universities, one of them being Princeton here in Mercer County. So we see AQAP using the New Jersey bombing as an attempt to inspire others. So that was the 16th issue of Inspire that they've put out. That's their English language-based magazine, which they are using to inspire jihadists, particularly English speakers. And within that 16th issue, which was called 9/17 Operations, they published an Inspire guide. That is what they're using as their technical manual. So they're referring back to old Inspire magazines where they can say, let me tell you how to build a pressure cooker bomb or certain tactics. So that's how they're using those guides. They also put them out after the Orlando shooting and the Nice vehicular attack on Bastille Day.
So towards the end of January, we saw a pretty significant drone strike conducted by the United States Do we see these attempts as a way to diminish AQAP's leadership? And then does that have any impact on AQAP's membership?
So AQAP has a very structured leadership in place. It's very structured, and this is from the AQ days, the AQ core days, where Bin Laden was at the top. He had a co-director, if you will, and then he had others under him. So they've structured it so that each province in Yemen has a head, and then everyone else from there, they have their structured leadership. So the drone strikes, even though they've been on the uptick in the past few years, they've quickly been able to replace those people that have been killed without too much a lapse in time. And those people have already been trained so that they can just ease into those places without any disruption. So in a report from 2015, the U.S. State Department indicated that membership in Yemen was the highest it has been in years. And one reason for this is due to the continued war and the civil war in Yemen. Another is that drone strikes have encouraged locals to join AQAP, and they see this as the U.S. as an enemy, and come and join us, and, you know, together we'll fight this. We see this in a lot of not so much printed propaganda from AQAP, but we see this in a lot of their videos, which they encourage people to watch, and hopefully that will inspire someone.
Right. And, you know, that's a good point. We mentioned that in this year's threat assessment, specifically how former chief propagandist Anwar Awlaki is still able to inspire people despite his death 5 years ago. So what have we, you know, what effect, or does he still have an effect, for instance, on plots and attacks in the U.S. then specifically?
Yes, definitely. So although he was killed in 2011, he was killed in a drone strike. He's been named in over 20 terrorism cases in the United States, and we see his name come up continuously. So we saw his name come up in the Rahimi case. We saw his name come up in the Ohio State case. We see his name came up in Orlando. So it's constant Awlaki because of all the videos he put out, because of all the propaganda he put out, and that he was an English speaker. So people are more likely to go on YouTube, where there's thousands and thousands of Awlaki videos that they can watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and be inspired by him, so that when we do see these plots and attacks uncovered, we see his name come up a lot.
Excellent. Well, Alyssa, thank you very much for joining me here today. And for more information on Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, please visit our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.